Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's Aura.com/listen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Wednesday. How you doing? Grammys were, a couple nights ago? That was fun. We'll do a little recap of that. I got back from flying. I made it. It's a scary time to be a traveling clown. I'll tell you that much. If you have a 9-to-5, if you're a medical coding and billing specialist, if you are an admin assistant, if you are a doctor, you know what? Whatever you are, if you don't have to fly a lot, you're lucky. Okay, no complaints. I love it so much. I love traveling and seeing this beautiful country, this beautiful company we have. How about that? The United States of America Seat Company. But it's a scary time to fly as a traveling clown. Will I make it? I don't know. Am I going to be able to go to Des Moines, Iowa and say queef jokes and make fun of Caitlyn Jenner for being a trans Republican homophobe? Who else is going to do it if not me? I'll take my chances flying. Upcoming shows, I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee, tomorrow night at the Comedy Catch. Can't wait. I'll be in Provo, Utah, doing some dry bar comedy shows. And then Janesville, Wisconsin at the Comedy Cabin. Upcoming shows, Dayton, Kentucky, Fort Worth, Houston, West Nyack, New York, Dallas, Texas, Tyler, Baltimore show was added there. Long Island shows have been added. The Napa Valley Stream Fest, Flagstaff, Phoenix, Los Angeles, Westchester, Royal Oak, and Louisville. Tickets at heathershawcomedy.com as always. Join the Patreon. Rate and review this podcast. All of the bullshit I say up front, please do it. If all of you do it, I'll stop yelling. I'll stop begging. I'm panhandling for rates and reviews. We'll work for rates and reviews. The Patreon's fun. If you're not a member over there, what the fuck are you doing? Huh? $3 a month. You can spare $3 a month. I mean, what, come on. It's less than coffee. Less than a beautiful Lucy Brown coffee subscription. $3 a month. Join the Patreon. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. Lots of bonus episodes up there. This last episode I talked about a light recap of the Grammys. I'm going to get into more in-depth on the ones I really wanted to discuss, the things I wanted to discuss. I talked about flying, you know, being in upstate New York, going home and realizing that I don't know these people. I don't know upstate New York like I thought I did. I spilled some tea on a douchebag comic. Who I've always known as a douche, and I've heard stories, and I will not say his, it's not a woman, surprise, I won't say his name on the main episode. You're just going to have to find out behind a paywall who I'm talking about, but I spill some tea about a real douchebag comic. I've never met the man, I'm relaying stories that I've heard from other comics, and just letting the tea fly, the testosterone. That's what I mean. When I say spill the tea, I mean I'm spilling the testosterone. I've added a new decoration to the studio. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're not, bummer, you're missing out. Look behind me. Look at that. Willow in, where was it? I believe it was Rochester, New York. Willow, sorry. There's, you know, I meet a lot of people, okay? Not to be a cunt about it. I try to remember. I also have horrible memory of memory of a goldfish, body of a lesbian, face of a man. Okay, that's my bio. Willow, Rochester, New York. I believe her Instagram is Embroidery by Willow. Embroidery.by.willow. Check her out. Give her a follow. Look what she made me. It's an embroidered thing. I'm not artsy enough to know what that's called. An embroidered piece of art that says Live, Laugh, Queef. You people get me. Listen, I said on the Patreon this week, when you give me gifts, They're going up behind me in the studio. They're going up behind me for the pod. You know, I can't wait to see in a year or two how much I've collected. Because you guys give me the best gifts ever. You know, I got a gay fart over here, a luggage tag from my friend Clark. Oh no, my pussy wagon fell. There's a pussy wagon bumper sticker I have here from the little gay shop in Austin, Texas. And I got a plant that was just given to me from a family friend. I got a bracelet that says cunty. I'm adding things left and right. And now live, laugh, queef. I should rename the podcast. Live, laugh, queef. LLQ. Thank you, Willow. I love it so much. You're a queen. I mean, that took time. If you're looking at this on YouTube, look at that. That's art. She's got a rose because that's what my vagina smells like. My vagina smells like a gypsy rose. Ayo. I've been making this joke on stage about how I think, and maybe I've said it on this podcast, but I think that Gypsy Rose should come out with her own sex toy, the Rose. You know how they have the Rose? They should do a collab, the Gypsy Rose. And each setting is just her voice, just more intense. I'll never come. All right, the Grammys. We'll do it. We'll talk. I'm not going to go super in depth on the Grammys because it's so Sunday night. We move fast. The news moves fast. There's not much going on in the news, so I decided to really talk about the Grammys. And online, I did a video on the Grammys, but it's very, let me tell you, when I do videos online, I really only keep it to 90 seconds. I had so many more jokes. I wrote out a bunch of jokes about the Grammys. I don't watch the Grammys live, okay? I have a hot wife. And I go to bed early, okay? So I'm not staying up to watch the Grammys. And I'm also a lesbian. So if it's not a football game, I'm not staying up for it. But I don't watch the Grammys live. So I was watching all the recaps and all the things that happened. And I wrote so many jokes. But, you know, online, you can only do 90-second videos. You can upload longer, like, I can upload a long TikTok or a long YouTube, but like for Instagram, you can only do 90 seconds or else it's just not going to be a reel and you want it to be real. This is very boring information that you don't need to know. But as a content creator, you want to keep everything across the platforms to a certain amount of time. And that's usually 90 seconds. Like reels will cut off after 90 seconds and then it's just a post. And a post doesn't get sent out to non-followers. Real interesting shit, just so you know. But I could only cram in 90 seconds of jokes. I hated it. I wrote a lot more jokes. And I didn't really go hard. I kind of was very just, if you see the video, it's just kind of quick and boom, ba-da-ba-ba, boom. So I'm not going to I'm not going to say any of the jokes that I've already posted. And it's more just I want to talk about the things that I liked about the Grammys. I liked Beyonce winning. Let's talk about that. That's like one of the biggest things. Gotta say, it's kind of, she won. She won Best Country Album. Great. Whatever. She won Album of the Year, which is, I think, the more exciting thing because she's been nominated like 14,000 times. And for really good albums. I mean, the fact that she did not win a Grammy for Lemonade proves that we live in a white supremacy, babes. We live in a white supremacy, babes. That's my Adele talking about. Didn't Adele win a Grammy and went up on stage and was like, I don't want to accept this award in front of Beyonce, babes. This should have went to Beyonce, babes. I think that probably was for Lemonade. She's not wrong. But if Beyonce's going to lose anybody, Adele feels good. There's other people that Beyonce has lost to have been like Harry Styles. It's embarrassing. Beck. I think one year Beyonce lost Album of the Year to Beck. We're living in a white supremacy, babes. They're going to favor the gay soy boy over you, babes. But yeah, she finally won Album of the Year for a country album, which kind of... I like the album a lot. I just think that it's just kind of ironic that they finally gave her Album of the Year when she did the whitest person genre of music. You know, they were like, Lemonade, that's ghetto. Lemonade, you know, but her putting on a cowboy hat, they were like, we can vibe with this. We should give her Album of the Year finally. I mean, maybe it had to do with Jay-Z getting up there the year before, wherever the fuck he was. before all the allegations came out that he, you know, touches people that hurt, you know, he's raped people that are his daughter's age. Isn't that fun? Too dark? Hey, I didn't do it. I'm just reporting what the reports are. Don't get mad at me for saying it. Beyonce or Jay-Z did get up on stage and was like, it's a real shame. It's a real shame. That my wife hasn't won best album of the year. Maybe he had a hand in it. I do think that it was just easier to digest that Beyonce had a white person country. And it wasn't even a white, I mean, the album is not white at all, but it's just, the genre is the whitest genre besides polka that you can think of. Country music, that's so white. It's a white supremacy, babes. I'm glad she won, though. It's just kind of silly that it couldn't have been for any of her other beautiful pieces of art. It had to be for, you know, the minute she put on a cowboy hat and jumped on a horse. Then the white voters are like, well, we can get behind this. We can understand this. It was weird Jay-Z was there. I don't know what she's thinking going out with this alleged rapist. I would not be showing my face if my husband was accused of raping a 13-year-old in the past. I don't think I would say, would you like to be my plus one to the Grammys where I'm finally going to win Album of the Year? Maybe thanks to you. It's a weird move. They're clearly not in love. She doesn't love this man. I don't know. Is it blackmail? Probably. I don't know why Jay-Z was there. I don't know why they're still a front-facing couple. He brings down her brand. They used to be a good brand together, Jay-Z and Beyonce. And then, you know, people kind of come to and wake up and there's allegations flying and things that were in the dark are now out in the light, as things usually are. That's why Diddy's locked up now. You can only be evil for so long. And things are coming out and it's kind of just like, girl, just let him go. I mean, at this point you're doing him a favor and he doesn't deserve any. Maybe she's staying together for the kids. I don't even think Blue likes Jay. I don't know. Blue seems like she's stuck to Beyonce's hip, and that's good. I'd rather her, you know, want to emulate Beyonce than Jay-Z. But it was a weird vibe between Beyonce and Jay-Z at the Grammys. It was very much Jay-Z, beyond them looking just like a business couple, because they have business couple vibes, like business partner couple vibes, PR relationship, but instead of PR, it's for business and obtaining money together, and they're doing that. I think the house they recently bought was worth $4 billion. You know, they have a lot of money. She'll be fine without him. I don't know. He has money, but I don't know how much longer he's going to be okay with these lawsuits, and I think he's got court in March for the 13-year-old stuff. Yeah, it just seemed a little weird. They didn't kiss. Anytime she won the Grammy, they did a hug. Not a good embrace. It was just like a hug. It was a very friend-zoned hug. You ever see one of your guy friends get friend-zoned by a woman? Where it's like, okay, all right, not too long now. We're not going to do this hug too long because then you're going to start getting a boner and then I'm going to feel it in my hip. You know, it was a platonic hug. A business partner hug. Oh, hey, look what we did, huh? But Jay-Z did nothing. I think at one point she loved Jay-Z. I do think. I mean, usually you love your captor. You know, the person who groomed you. You eventually come around to love them. But I think she's out of it now. And she's got that hot bodyguard, Julius. Hello? Have you seen him? Compared to Jay-Z? Bitch. She better be banging Julius. He is sexy. Julius is right up there with Matthew McConaughey for me. As another man, I would gargle the balls of. Let me just tickle him. Let me make sure you don't have any testicular cancer down there. Let me check, sir. He is cute. But with Jay-Z being there, it felt like this was Jay-Z's make-a-wish. Do you know what I mean? Where Jay-Z was like, yeah, before I go, I want to go to the Grammys with Beyonce. Hove. I'm doing a horrible Jay-Z impression. Sorry. I'm a white lesbian from New York. Upstate. He's a black man from the city. We are not alike. Also, when I see a 13-year-old, I just keep walking. Anyways, yeah, it seemed like his make-a-wish. It seemed like he was like, yeah, before I die, I just want to go to the Grammys with Beyonce. And they're like, fine, but only because you have cancer. It was rough. I don't buy that they're a couple. I don't know why they're pretending. I don't think Beyonce will look so much better if she comes out of this relationship. She is going to sink with this man if she stays with him during this allegation bullshit. Like, ew. And I don't know if they're staying together for the kids or what. I can't imagine. I mean, Blues, she knows what's going on. She knows what's up. These people don't seem like they even live together. Like, they may pass each other in the hallway, but they just nod like they're coworkers on the way to the bathroom. Just, hey, how you doing? How you doing? Yeah, good. Hey, how you doing? Hey. You know, they don't seem like lovers. I don't know. Taylor Swift was drunk. That's fun. I like, you know, Taylor shows up. She's got 6 or 7 nominations for a really bad album. She knows the deal. She's not winning. The nominations were stacked. The fact that Billie Eilish was completely robbed. That album that Billie Eilish did was very, 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 very good. Better than Sabrina Carpenter's, I think. I think Billie's was really up there with, like, Timeless, Masterpiece. It's almost as if you don't win a Grammy for an album you've done that year, it's probably a masterpiece, okay? It's like Lemonade. It's like, you know, Hit Me Hard and Soft is, I think that's what it's called, right? Whatever her most recent album was, so good, so mature, so real, so timeless. You could play that in 10 years and Birds of a Feather will still be a fucking bop. I don't know that you're going to be listening to Please, Please, Please in 5 years and be like, this is great. It's going to sound dated. I don't mind Sabrina Carpenter. I just don't think right now, like, those two albums even compare. But whatever. I'm not on the voting committee. Who gives a fuck? Taylor showed up, though. She knew she was just there to have fun. She had her chunky American Doll bangs. She had a T on her thigh to remember what her boyfriend's name starts with. You know, because she knew she was going to get drunk. So she's like, I got to put that guy's initial on my thigh. So when people ask about him, I'll remember what his name starts with. Not because I'm too drunk that I don't remember my boyfriend's name, but I'm too drunk to remember who my fake boyfriend's name is. I'm still not convinced they're together, and that's a problem. That's a problem for me. Because I'm not somebody who's like, Taylor's gay. She seems like an asexual cat. I can't even see Taylor. I know this is really like, as a woman, I shouldn't be saying this about another woman. I just can't even see her getting wet. I don't know. And I'm not trying to picture her, but she seems very asexual to me. She seems like the Megan doll. We'll get to her. Megan 2.0 is coming. Buckle up, bitches. But yeah, like imagining Taylor. But then I think Travis and Taylor are kind of the same. They're kind of dorky. They're kind of cringy, but they're really successful. They're good looking people. They're very white. Travis had some swag back in the day when he was dating black women, and now he's converted to asexual white cat owning pop star, songwriter. I like Taylor Swift. I just, you know, I don't see her as a sexual person. And I can't imagine what they're like in bed. And that's not my place to imagine. So I'm going to get out of that thought. But she was having fun. Taylor was having fun, and we love that for her. She showed up. She was drinking. She was partying. She was dancing to Not Like Us. She was wearing somebody's fucking blazer. I don't know who. Janelle Monáe's probably. She was, you know, going up to Chapel Roan and, you know, probably just saying, like, you know, hey, queef. You know, hey, slay. Love you, drag queen. Does Taylor watch RuPaul's Drag Race? This is what I mean. I don't think Taylor is that much of a gay, like, girl. Like a for the gays girl. I don't mean lesbian. I mean like, for, you know, Chapel. You know Chapel has seen every episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. You know Miley Cyrus eats that shit up. Ariana Grande eats that shit up. Yes, queen. But do you think Taylor has ever watched and sat through? I can imagine Taylor trying to watch RuPaul's Drag Race one episode and being like, these people are freaks. This is too much. Am I about to say faggots? You know, like I just can't imagine. There's something about her that I just don't see her getting down with the dolls. You know what I mean? I don't see her getting down with the dolls. But I'm glad that she was out having fun, drinking her champs and, you know, partying. And it seemed like she didn't care about she had a very happy to be there vibe. I think she knew she wasn't going to win anything. I mean, Tortured Ears Department was a really bad album, a really bloated. There were some good songs on there. I mean, sometimes I still sing. Yeah, I'm down bad, crying at the gym. I mean, who writes those lyrics as a 30-something-year-old? But I still sing it. Down bad, crying at the gym. Teenage petulance. You know, it's just a little silly, but I think she knew she wasn't going to win. She was there to have fun. It was fun to see Taylor have fun. I like that she just shows up, gets drunk, dances, you know, is right next to fucking all the stars. I didn't like that she, after Beyonce won Album of the Year or something, she cheers Jay-Z. And I was like, girl, you know, if you were 13, he would have had your ass. Don't cheers him. But, you know, not her business, I'm sure. Someone online said that the Grammys this year felt like it had the same vibe of like if Kamala won the presidency. And I agree with that. The Grammys were fun. They were really, the performances were amazing, other than like that Benson guy. Doechii was amazing. It had a really fun, like, you know, not woke, but like progressive, fucking good time, good vibes, very cool. And it's because it was, it just felt like as if Kamala had won. It's like, I can't believe this all happened during a Trump presidency. The happiness, the joy. The women. I mean, for the girls. The Grammys were for the girls this year. Sabrina, Beyonce, Taylor, Olivia, Margaret Qualley was there. Who the fuck else was nominated? I'm going to be forgetting. I know. Oh, Chapel, you know, Doechii. It was really for the girls and Kendrick Lamar. And Kendrick Lamar is fucking awesome because he takes down pedophiles. So like, it was a time. It felt amazing. It really felt like, oh, this could have been our world if it wasn't run by Donald Trump, it felt like. I don't know. It had that vibe. Kanye and Bianca Cerosi. Censori, that's her name. Bianca Censori. I don't know what the fuck their deal is. Obviously, he's up for attention. He's hard up for attention. It's giving desperation. It's... Imagine you did that to your wife. This man doesn't like that woman. This man doesn't like his wife. This man doesn't like any woman. I mean, I don't think Kanye can understand or grasp the idea of liking or respecting anybody outside of his personal reflection in the mirror. Maybe his children. I do believe he loves his children. He seems like he has the potential to be an incredible father, but then I just don't know how incredible of a father you can be when you go up on the red carpet and have your wife stripped down completely naked. Maybe that was her idea, but I think a good man would have said, let's not do that. You know, it's hard for me to like, think that someone that does that with their wife can also like respect their daughters and be a good father. But you know, maybe he is. We don't know Kanye at all. We just know what he gives us, and that's what he's giving us. It's giving, look at my property. Look what I eat. Wink, wink. I don't know if he's gay or not. I've always heard rumors that Kanye West is gay. But he did make like 4 kids all named after directions. So how gay can he be? I wanted to get into some blind items, speaking of them, because I don't know anything about his wife, and nor do I want to. Apparently she's Australian. Did not think that. I don't know. I could have said she was American or Italian, but not Australian. I don't know. She was a... I think she works on his fashion line. I don't know what the fuck she does. You know. Okay, here, let's get into some blind items for the Grammys because it's a good segue because... So these have not been revealed, these blind items. I really like blind items. I don't really read them anymore because I'm not 12, but I thought it'd be fun to look at some blind items from the Grammys. We don't know who they are. I'm going to tell you my guess. You can guess at home and we'll have fun. But this one I'm going to say up front that this sounds like this was Kanye West and Bianca. Speaking of permanent A-list rappers, Kanye, one of them was really serious when he said his wife was available to rent by the hour. See, now I believe that. I absolutely believe he rents her out. It's giving, is this a Diddy situation? How many of these, it's sort of human trafficking. You may think, how could she be with someone like that? Look, Kanye is a very influential icon. I love his music. Another man that I separate the art and artist from. But you know, I think a lot of women would not say no to Kanye wanting to marry them. Or, you know, there's a lot of women out there that would sell their souls to be in a position to be with somebody as powerful and legendary as Kanye. And then you get in these situations where you're mistreated, or and these blind items could be fake. But I don't think that one is. And I'll let you know if I think some of these are fake. Okay, next one. I thought this former A-minus list celebrity / reality star / stripper was starting a church. The letting people take shots off for your half-naked body doesn't sound very religious. Think of who you think that would be. I don't really care about this one. I guess people are saying Black China. I shouldn't have read this one. I don't really care. I truly don't know anything about Black China other than that's a version of heroin, and I'll probably try it when I'm 85 and dying. Okay. This very rich Nepo baby had no idea she was introduced to a woman her significant other is sleeping with. This one I could buy. This very rich Nepo baby. Okay, so there I'm going to go with Gracie Abrams, right? Her father's J.J. Abrams. She's a pop star because that's what happens when your dad's a millionaire. She had no idea she was introduced to a woman her significant other is sleeping with. Her significant other is Paul Mescal from Gladiator, formerly Phoebe Bridgers' fiance. Apparently, at the Grammy, she was introduced to a woman he was cheating on her with. Fun. Who knows if that's true? Some of these could be very fake. Okay, this one I really think is interesting. Okay. This winner from last night was smoking meth. She just can't break the habit. This one has been revealed, so I know who it is. Do you know who this is? And this makes me sad, but also, like, it checks out. Who's smoking meth? Miley Cyrus, bitch. The rumors are that she is on drugs and has been for some while. The rumors are that she's always been like, nah, I only smoke pot. Nah, I love pot. Pot's the best. I love pot. It's not just pot, Miles, it's not just pot. Apparently, allegedly, according to Spot, and it could be so false, and I hope it is, but it would make so much sense if she turned to drugs too, because her dad is like absent and also a drug addict. And like, what do you think if you're raising that household? Like, hello. But she's also very successful. So who knows? And meth is also like such a Miley Cyrus drug. You know, this goes back to, I've always had a list of celebrities who, if they weren't famous, they would be white trash. Britney Spears, Anna Nicole Smith, Justin Timberlake, Taryn Manning, Jamie Presley, the woman who looks like Margot Robbie's sister, Miley Cyrus. I'm talking, if these people were never born into rich families, were never successful, were just a regular person that was born in America, they would more than likely be working at the gas station living in a trailer park. And that's okay. But do you know that vibe? You know what I'm saying? Like, if Britney Spears never made it, girl, she'd be in Louisiana barefoot at, you know, a local amusement park, hanging out at Circle K on Friday nights. Hey, y'all.
Whoa, this is crazy. Miley Cyrus smoking meth. Holy shit, y'all.
Okay. Next one. This one's easy because they kind of give it away in the blind item. The small chapel singer, hello, they gave it away. The small chapel singer was the worst to everyone last night, who was not higher than her on the list. The 5-time winner mentioned earlier was really treated like crap. Oh, so this other 5-time Grammy winner was treated like crap by Chapel Roan. It was only after the chapel singer learned she wasn't just a random fan, but a 5-time Grammy winner, that her attitude changed. Okay, so Chapel Roan was treating somebody like, who the fuck are you? Get away from me. And then she realized, somebody probably told her, that's Samara Joy. She's won 5 Grammys for jazz. Samara Joy. So apparently Samara Joy was being brushed off and treated like shit by Chapel Roan because Chapel Roan thought she was nobody. I fear that Chapel could get into diva status. You know, she could really get into diva status. I don't think her hatred for the press only stays there. I fear that Chapel could really... Hopefully this is fake. Chapel seems like she's, again, for the girls, the gays, the theys, the dolls. But she's probably also very overwhelmed by the attention and like is getting it from all angles and like has to have her guard up. And maybe she's not a full on diva, but like, you know, she definitely like doesn't treat everybody just like, hey, how you doing? Like, it's just she's very guarded now and maybe a little jaded from the fame. I don't blame her. Maybe she won't get into diva status, but I could see her having to really shut off her life, you know, and that's what creates a diva. That's what creates, you know, your guards up. Next one. Even the A-list singer who knows the former wheelchair actor is a predator. She really emphasized the minor part of the song when she was singing along. That's apparently Taylor Swift about Drake. Yeah, no shit. Dude, if we know about Drake, the fucking stars and celebrities and A-list singers know about Drake. I'm sure that they've been hit on by Drake. But okay. Next one. This one might be boring too. I like this one. The winner last night has had a long career. She also is a very much anti-establishment and gives off Lauryn Hill vibes. She freaked out about the carpeting and some pattern in it and was praying while walking across it. Now, I love this for Erykah Badu. I really hope this is about Erykah Badu. Nothing could make me not like Erykah Badu. And also Lauryn Hill. I love Lauryn Hill. I know she only put out one album, and that album was a fucking masterpiece. I love Lauryn Hill, and I'll never stop loving Lauryn Hill. And by the way, I'll never go buy tickets for a Lauryn Hill show because I know better, okay? You gotta be realistic here. You can love Lauryn Hill, but don't you dare buy a ticket to her show. She's not showing up. But I love Erykah Badu, and I really love this for her, if this is true. That she's freaking out about carpeting and is praying while walking across it. Go on, girl. I don't care. All right. Why, yes, that was a Nepo baby singer actress loudly having sex with a rando at an after party and letting everyone watch. Apparently, allegedly, people are saying this is Willow Smith. That's crazy. That's crazy. I hope that's not true. I hope this one's so false. I can't imagine any famous person having sex for everyone to watch. But what do I know? I'm not going to the fucking parties. Crazy. Next up, there's a couple more. The religious deity singer won multiple awards and still has to be an opening act for the former Disney singer. She was complaining about it to her agent. So everyone is saying this is Saint Vincent, who is a indie rock, gorgeous rock star woman, who apparently is mad that she has to open for Olivia Rodrigo. Now, that's just weird that Saint Vincent's opening for Olivia Rodrigo. I didn't know that was happening. But she's still kind of annoyed that she still has to be an opening act. Well, you know what? That's a weird mix-up. I think that St. Vincent can do fine on her own. I think she has enough fans. She'd probably play smaller venues. I mean, she's not going to play arenas like Olivia Rodrigo, but, you know, she can sustain playing smaller shows. People are going to show up. She's got the same followers as, like, a Mitski. She'll be fine. Last one. This permanent A-list rapper and his wife showed zero affection towards each other. She did make out with her bodyguard, though. God, I hope it's Beyonce. God, I hope they fucking. That could be such an... Look, that would be an easy blind item to fake. Everyone knows Jay-Z and Beyonce don't have chemistry. Everyone knows that Beyonce's bodyguard is hot as fuck, Julius. So hopefully that's real, but that could be very much fake. Like, let's not pretend here.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
All right, let's get into little Trump. I'm trying not to do so much politics because I feel like we're overwhelmed. We're underpaid. We don't want to be here. You know, when it comes to politics, you can only take so much. You can get it from all angles online. But I will, let's just talk lightly about it. President Trump is holding off on those tariffs. He creates a problem. He creates a problem. And then he says, look at me. I'm a hero for solving the problem. He had the 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico. He's holding off for a month. He's saying, just kidding. Because last minute calls with the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau agreed to reinforce the country's border with to clamp down on migration and the flow of fentanyl. Now, the thing that Justin Trudeau released saying, all right, instead of, they're not going to do the tariffs in return, we're going to be doing this, this, and this to help clamp down on migration at the borders and to clamp down on the flow of fentanyl through the borders. Everything that Justin Trudeau said that he was going to do, they already released a statement back in November saying, this is what we plan to do for the border. So it wasn't like Trump was like, do this and we're all taking it. It was already happening. So it's all just bullshit. I'm sure Trump was like, listen, I'll take away these tariffs. Can you just put out a statement saying, after talking with me, you've agreed to do these things that you've already said you're going to do back in November, but make it look like I made you do it. And then Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, who I love her. She came out with a statement once that was like, yeah, President Trump claims that Americans hate Mexicans because they're all felons and rapists. And it's so funny because that's what America elected to lead them. Ooh! She has also agreed to reinforce the northern border with troops. In return, the U.S. would limit the flow of guns into Mexico. So a U.S. tariff of 10% on Chinese imports has come into effect still. So it's just China, which is like where we get all our products from as well. But I just like that the Trump, you know, he just does this. He goes, I'm getting 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico. And then he calls the leaders and they're like, yeah, well, we're not going to do that. But, you know, sure, we'll reinforce the border. I mean, we've already always been doing that. There's only so much you can do. And then he's like, all right, fine. See what I've done? They're gonna step up their game. Thanks to me. By the way, that was never his, you know, his tariffs were proposed because he said that we'd been getting swindled for years from Canada and Mexico economically, financially. And now it's all just border control. It's all just border control that he's been searching out for and hoping for. It's just funny. No one gives a fuck that nothing he says is true. I mean, it really goes back to how can you tell a politician is lying? Their lips are moving. But especially with Trump. He's not the hero. He creates problems and then he solves them. Very interesting stuff, but that's as much politics as we'll get into, I promise. Let's get into a little ad read here. Lucy Brown. You can enjoy coffee from Lucy Brown Coffee Bar. You know how? Get that subscription, bitch. Get that coffee subscription. I love it. You know that I'm a fan. You know that I'm signed up. I've been locked and loaded for months, baby. I'm on the subscription. I love it so much. I love coffee. I got a mocha pot. Let me tell you, this thing is amazing. Get the fucking mocha pot. Now, it does take some... You got to learn how to make the coffee right through a mocha pot. But my God, this is the best coffee I've ever made. It's so smooth. Oh, it's so good. Takes a little longer to make the coffee. Makes less coffee, but it is a good cup of coffee. If you care about coffee, get a mocha pot. But Lucy Brown, I love their coffee so much. They've always... giving me the best coffee every single month straight to my fucking door, shipped to me. Don't have to go out and get coffee. No. It's coming right to my door. It's like Uber Eats for coffee, baby. Get their coffee subscription. Go to the website, Lucy Brown Coffee, L-U-S-S-I, L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. Follow the coffee subscription button and get signed up for your coffee subscription today. It's easy and it's starting at just $20 a month. That's cheap. That's so cheap. Now that the tariffs are gone, prices are going to be okay. So you can splurge on some coffee, huh? Plus, if you use the code HeatherShawIsKidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. If that's not a deal, how can I convince you to get this coffee subscription? How about this? You like supporting small businesses that aren't Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, or the weird coffee shop in town that you have that's just full of condescending hipsters that look at you dumb when you ask... When they say hot or iced and you say, what's the difference? Ugh, fuck those people. How are you supposed to know the difference between hot or iced? That's a very confusing question. Fuck those people. Yeah, if you want to support a small, queer-owned business based out of Lexington, Kentucky, get this coffee subscription. It's a great way to support small business, and we need that now more than ever. We need to lift up our small business sisters and brothers and NBs. They, them, and everyone in between. Get Lucy Brown, baby. It's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. We thank you for being a sponsor of the show. Thank you, Lucy. Okay, some drama. Some drama. Marcus Jordan, son of Michael. Marcus Jordan is in some trouble. First of all, he looks nothing like Michael Jordan. Like nothing. There's a basketball player named Anthony Edwards who looks more like Michael Jordan's son than this guy. But, yeah, Marcus Jordan got arrested. He got arrested for a DUI and cocaine possession last night. So this was, Tuesday morning. He had his Lambo SUV stuck on some train tracks after a night out on the town. He got them stuck drunkenly. I don't know how you get stuck on train tracks. Although I will say this was in Maitland, Florida. Now I know Maitland, Florida. It's outside of Orlando. I feel like Marcus Jordan used to play basketball at UCF and maybe around the time that I was at UCF. Marcus Jordan, UCF. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Now, how old is he? Yeah, he's 34 years old. He's right around my age. So I remember in college, I remember when Marcus Jordan was playing for UCF because I went to UCF and I lived in Orlando and he used to play for UCF. Not that good. I don't think he was great. But think of the pressure. Okay, think of the pressure. And also, Michael Jordan seems kind of like a dick. So really think of the pressure. The greatest basketball player of all time. They need to start making a support group between Marcus and Bronny. But Bronny made it to the pros. You know, Marcus wasn't that good. He didn't have the passion. And Michael Jordan, I don't give a fuck about him. I think because he wasn't that good, I don't think Michael Jordan really cared. I don't really know if they're very close or like, but I just remember never hearing Michael Jordan amp up his son playing basketball because Michael Jordan's very much me, me, me. You know, LeBron James gives back to his community. He gives back to people in Cleveland. He amps up people. He lifts up people. Michael Jordan does not lift people up. He never has been known to do that. He's never really been known to give back. It's very just been like, I'm the greatest of all time. No one else. This is just the Michael Jordan show. But yeah, I mean, that's a lot of pressure to me. Michael Jordan's son playing UCF and also if you're not that good, then people are just like, see, told you he's not good. He'll never be his dad. I mean, that's a lot to live up to. I probably wouldn't even go into basketball if I were him. I'd take up another sport or I'd just simply, you know, start acting. I would do anything else but basketball. That's so much pressure, especially if you're not like, if I wasn't near as good as like a top D1 player, I would not be attempting to play basketball. But Maitland, Florida is like a suburb outside of Orlando. So he must still live in the area. But around 1:14 a.m. Tuesday morning, he was arrested in Maitland. So police noticed Marcus Jordan's headlights on a railroad. And when they approached his Lambo, there were signs including bumper damage and kicked up rocks indicating that he'd been trying to get away from the area but couldn't. Officers suspected Jordan had just fled from a nearby traffic stop, and during questioning, they say a strong odor of alcohol emanated from his person. I hate that lingo. Cop lingo is so dumb. Just say he had alcohol in his breath. Yeah, a strong odor of alcohol emanated from the person. Jordan allegedly told police he had taken a wrong turn and needed help getting his car off the tracks. I'm trying to think how you get your car stuck on the train tracks, unless he tried to do like a three-point turn and like was facing, his car's facing the direction the same way the train is on the tracks. And like, that's how his tires got stuck in the tracks. I don't know. That's my guess, but that's crazy. They noticed slurred speech, red shot, glassy eyes, all of the stuff. And they got him out. He didn't blow, which is smart. He failed his three field sobriety tests, but he did not blow. And then he was placed under arrest for DUI. During an ensuing search of his pants, officers wrote they found a white powdery substance in his pocket that tested positive for cocaine. This guy's going out. He's going out. Apparently, he was at a gentleman's club earlier. Strip club. So he went out to a strip club on Tuesday night, going out to a strip, you know, real lonely shit. God, can you imagine what that strip club in Maitland or Orlando? I'm telling you, I've lived in Orlando for years. No strip club is bumping on a Tuesday night. In February? No, you're getting the C-list of strippers. It's a sad vibe in there. It's a divorced dad who can't, you know, get in contact with his kids. It's, you know, creepy pedophiles who are imagining the strippers are 14 years younger, you know, who have Jay-Z as their phone wallpaper. It's empty. You know, it's girls named like Michaela Ayla and like Trinity, Divine, Diamond. And then just one Tracy. There's always one Tracy who's been there for like 3 decades and they just can't let her go because they know her life is over if they cut her. So they just let her come in. She doesn't really dance that much anymore. She kind of is like, they've downgraded her to just like floor waitress, but she doesn't even do that well. She kind of just shows up and gets drunk for free. But they feel bad for Tracy. They still let her stay there. What's she going to do? You know what I mean? She owns 3 ferrets. She doesn't even have children. She has 3 ferrets at home. Not convinced they're still alive. She's shown pictures of them, but sometimes that just looks like a rotting sock on the floor. They can't tell if that's real. Tracy's always there. Sometimes she'll just be behind the bar amping up the dancers. Yeah, girl. You get going, Divinity. Doesn't even know the names of the actual strippers. There's always a Tracy. Yeah, Tuesday night, Marcus Jordan decided, let me go to a strip club in either Maitland or Orlando. If he was in Maitland, he was probably around that area, you know. Just not again, February. Now, I know that Orlando February is not as bleak as a Minnesota February, but nobody's going out January, February. It's not a time that people want to go out. I know that he's Michael Jordan's son. He's probably got some money, some guilt money. I would guilt trip the fuck out of Michael Jordan every day. Hey, remembered when you were a really shitty father that whole time? Yeah, I'm going to need $500,000. Thanks, Pops. So he went out till about 1, drinking, doing coke. Dude, Tuesday night coke? Ooh, that's when you know you got a problem. It's a real problem when you're doing coke on a Tuesday night. I don't care if you're a Nepo baby. I don't care if you're a normal person. When you're doing coke on a Tuesday night, and this is coming from somebody who used to do cocaine on a Tuesday night, it's not good. I don't care. I was doing cocaine on a Tuesday night, and I was saying, I'm a comedian. I'm out. We do this. No, we don't. It's a real problem. Trust me. I firsthand experience can tell you that is not okay. If you're, you know, cocaine nowadays is a real gamble, but you got to keep that to a Friday, Saturday activity if you so choose to partake. You cannot be doing a Tuesday night coke, getting a bag on a Tuesday night. This is what happens. You end up with a DUI because you can't get out of your fucking, out of the train tracks. You know, and also you'd think the cocaine would help him drive a little. I don't mean to be, you know, I'm not trying to downplay drinking and driving, but that's what the cocaine's for, brother. What are we doing? How did you get in this mess? Do one more bump and try to get out of the tracks. That's what the bump is there for. Also, if you see cops come up, do something with the bag. Put it in your ass. You got to do something, man. Because now DUI is pretty horrible. Then possession of cocaine, oof. You're not getting that car back for a while. Police say Jordan was combative as they tried to put him in the squad car. Yeah, he's on cocaine. And when they finally got him in it and transported him to a nearby jail, he was singing the entire time. Yeah, he's on cocaine. This is all cocaine activities. Dude, one minute you're annoyed as fuck, the second you're singing, that's cocaine. And it's Florida cocaine, so who the fuck knows what it is? It's probably bath salts, a little dash of fent. Nothing that'll put you down. Maybe it's just a lot of meth, a lot of Sudafed, some baking soda. I don't think there's any cocaine in any of the cocaine that's out there. Just so you know, I don't think there's any cocaine in any of the cocaine that you're doing. If you're doing cocaine, you're not doing cocaine. You're doing something else. I don't know what you're doing, but it's not cocaine. Yeah, it's extinct. I mean, cocaine is like a dodo bird. It's been extinct for years. You got to go into like a deep jungle in the Amazon to find it. He refused to provide breath samples. That can be smart, I guess, because then you can try to get out of DUIs. If you don't blow, then they don't know what your blood alcohol level was. So you can kind of try to reduce your charge, which he'll probably do. You know, if he didn't blow, they can't prove that he was drunk. So he can say, yeah, I failed 3 sobriety tests, but I was nervous. I'm a black man, cops, you know, that's scary. You can play that. I mean, that's a good defense. The cocaine, you know, it's not that great, but you can probably get it down a little. The cocaine's going to make it hard. You probably can't get, maybe you can get the DUI down to a misdemeanor, but the cocaine, a little hard. But, oh, wait, never mind. He's fucked. He was booked on 3 separate charges. DUI, crash with property damage. Okay, he's fucked. Possession of cocaine and resisting an officer without violence. Oof. If only he had a parent with unlimited money. You know? Luckily, he does. He'll be all right. Poor guy, though. I mean, he's clearly struggling. That's a lot to be charged with. It's something where you think an innocent night out at a strip club on a Tuesday night to see your favorite dancer and also Tracy turns into, you know, 3 charges. That snowballs pretty quickly. But that's, guys, follow with me. You know what that is? That's cocaine. That's what cocaine does. Snowballs very quickly, no pun intended. It'll snowball very quickly. One little thing and you're out of control and you've got 3 charges against you. So stay away from that shit, huh? Won't you? All right. Super Bowl's coming up. Very excited about that. I've told you who I'm placing my bets with. I'm placing my bets on the Chiefs. I'm very excited about the Super Bowl because for once I'm finally going to win a Super Bowl bet. And if I don't win the Super Bowl bet, I'm still going to win because I would love to see the Chiefs lose. They're not gonna, but I would love. And I also would love to Jalen Hurts to win a Super Bowl. Do you know that Jalen Hurts, this is true, Jalen Hurts has 6 members on his team. You know, a team is usually assembled by like a publicist, a brand strategist, social media, lawyer, your main team, agent. Okay. So there's 6 people right there. The 6 people on his team, the main 6 people, they're all women. Do you know how fucking secure and cool this man is to hire all women and smart? This man is S-M-A-R-T. I almost misspelled smart. I employ all men around me. That's why I'm real dumb. How fucking cool and smart is this guy? You gotta employ women. They are so much better than men. And they don't let the bullshit get in the way. And they have to deal with bullshit on a daily basis. So they are always cool, calm, and collected. They get the job done. They do a much better job because they're always, you know, expected to do less than men. So they always have to rise to the occasion. You know, it's like, it is so cool. Jalen Hurts employs all women. He is so fucking cool. I hope he wins a Super Bowl ring. I really do. I put money on the Chiefs, though, because I just don't buy that they're not going to give the Chiefs the game. And also, the Chiefs are a really good team. Okay, I'll give you that. I mean, Travis Kelce is a jar of mayonnaise out there. He needs to retire so he can go marry his other jar of mayonnaise. That very overly sexual woman, Taylor Swift. The last thing I wanted to talk about is just a tip. I travel a lot, okay? We know this. Yada, yada, I travel a lot. I'm a traveling clown. I am in airports nonstop. I am in airplanes nonstop. I am at shows nonstop, meeting a bunch of different people in a bunch of different cities. After the shows, I love to do free meet and greets, which means people come up. I love to give people hugs. I am in people's personal space. They are in mine. I am hugging people. I'm talking closely to people. I'm shaking hands. I'm touching a bunch of shit. I, knock on wood, have not been sick. I know a lot of people talk about norovirus and the flu going around, and I see it all over TikTok. People are like, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. I have the flu right now. I see it. It happens. I think I can tell you with confidence that I think the one thing, I don't think I have an amazing immune system. I don't think being vegan has made my immune system, might have, but I don't think it's that. You know what I think it is? I am constantly washing my hands, okay? I am constantly washing my hands. I just want to impart this advice on you as well. If you find yourself getting sick a lot Or if you don't and you want to not get sick in times where people are sick, wash your fucking hands. Wash them every 2 hours. If I show up to the airport, I go through TSA, I go to the bathroom, I wash my hands. I get on the plane, I go, you know, I'm on the plane, I get off the plane, I immediately go wash my hands. I get to the hotel, I wash my hands. It's not an OCD thing. I'm not like, oh, I'm going to do this for 90 seconds. It's just when you just got to be cognizant of all the shit you're touching, all the shit you're in an Uber, you're touching the door handle. I think that is a main, I'll attribute washing my hands to not getting sick. That has to be it. I don't wear masks on the plane. That's fine if you do. I totally understand. I don't do anything really to help out my immune system. I sometimes will eat oranges. I don't know if that helps. I'm not a fucking nutritionist, doctor, scientist. I don't know. The only thing that I consistently do all the time is I wash my hands. And I am traveling a lot more than most people, but I would say go out, if you're going out to the grocery store and you get home, wash your hands. Anytime you go out and come home, wash your fucking hands. You don't have to wash your hands every 2 hours if you're just sitting at home. But if you're going out for dinner, going to the movies, going to shop, get gas. Think of that gas handle knob. Think of that gas handle. The gas pump handle. Dude, why gas stations don't have Purell at every fucking gas pump is beyond me. I don't know. I do also carry hand sanitizer, but I don't know if I fully trust that more than a good long hand wash. And wash your hands the correct way. I just don't want you to get sick. I think getting sick fucking sucks. I've seen a lot of people online get norovirus or any even just regular flu, and it fucking sucks, and they're down for the count. And like, that's my biggest fear. Somebody who's very busy all the time and traveling all the time. I think you should listen to me because I am somebody who's constantly around new people, and planes are dirty and airports are gross, and I'm just amongst the general population a lot. And I'm face to face to people. They're breathing on me. I'm touching them. I'm telling you, the one thing I do consistently is wash my hands, and I wash them the right way. You just got to wash them long. Sing happy birthday to yourself. Count to fucking 200. Do what you got to do, but wash the right way. And I think I can promise you that you will not get sick unless you're a very immunocompromised person. Don't write in and say, well, I have MS. Well, this is not, I'm not talking to you. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I wish that you didn't have MS. I'm just talking about general sickness. But I think, I could be wrong, but I'm telling you, knock on wood, don't get sick. And I should very well get, I should have had norovirus every day of this year. All right, that is the show. Wash your fucking hands. Maybe I'm going to call the episode Wash Your Hands, just as a reminder. I just don't want to see people get sick. Upcoming shows. Again, I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee at the Comedy Catch this Thursday, tomorrow night. Come on out if you're in that area. Provo, Utah, I'm filming two 20-minute specials for Dry Bar Comedy in a couple weeks. Janesville, Wisconsin, I'll be at the Comedy Cabin. Dayton, Kentucky, I'll be at Commonwealth Sanctuary. And then I'm out at the end of this month, I'll be in Fort Worth, Houston, Texas. Next month, I'll be in West Nyack, New York, Dallas, Texas, Tyler, Texas, Baltimore, Maryland, Long Island, New York, Napa for the Napa Valley Stream Fest, Flagstaff and Phoenix, Arizona, I'm doing shows. Los Angeles, I'm doing a show on a Saturday in North Hollywood. Come out to that. Westchester, PA, I'll be at Uptown. Royal Oak, Michigan, and Louisville, Kentucky, baby. All show tickets are at heathershawcomedy.com. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast and join the Patreon. Enjoy the extra bonus episodes. I think we're up to 56. You got 56 episodes. That's 56 hours of me you're missing out on. If you really want to hear some shit about the people I'm talking shit about, I can't talk about that comic I talk shit about. You're going to have to join to Patreon. You have to join to Patreon. You hear that? Join the Patreon, patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. Until next time, stay safe, stay gay. See ya.